Yeah, I mean, who knows? Because it's we're talking about a cryptid, so it could have legs for all we know. It could have tiny legs.
Yeah, it could be like a one of a kind,
that they haven't caught yet.
Has like it slithers in the sand and woods, but it has legs. Oh man.
Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places.
Yo, what's up, Adam?
Hey. Hi, Clay.
How are you doing today? Oh. I'm good.
I'm good. I am doing well and good as well.
I'd imagine, though, that's how this is always going to start. Because can you imagine if I was like, how are you doing? And you said bad. Like, we would have to dive into why things are bad. And secondly, why would we be shooting if things were bad?
Well, ask me again. Ask me again how I'm doing today.
How are you doing today?
Crap, dude. It was a shitstorm today. I had a horrible day.
Tell me
about
it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it. No,
that's
I want
to
talk about
it. You don't
it.
Have to.
I'm putting my smiley face on now.
It's over.
And everything's fine. It's over. It's
What's
done.
For
I just realized something.
On the face. What?
Face. So I was going to put my glasses on because I'm doing these green. I'm doing green screen because I think it's hilarious. I can put anything I want behind it. But my glasses are green, so I took them off for this episode. So if you guys see me doing green screen and I'm wearing my glasses in a different episode ever, feel free to laugh at me. Because there'll be stuff like zooming in and out of my eyes, and it's going to be amazing. You guys are going to love it.
Well, you just held your green glasses up against the green screen. So did they even see the glasses? Or did it...
Well, they can because
like,
there's gray
check
in
it out.
There's gray in them as well.
Yeah, so but okay. Part of it might have not been there. Like, you know?
I hope it's not going to be there at all. I just touched the microphone with them, so I hope everybody enjoyed that audible click that they're going
to
hear.
We're off to a bang with this episode.
Boom. All right. It's your turn. So I know it's going to be a short, lackluster episode. Let's give it to me.
Yes. Well, I did as much stalling as I possibly could to extend this opening. And I think I got like 5 or 6 minutes now. So we're good. We can dive into my 7-8 minute episode and we'll round it off with a nice closing and hit that 20 minute mark and call it a day.
Boom. And that's the way the news goes.
Dun, dun. Today we're talking about moonshine.
Moonshine?
Moonshine. Not exactly.
Like
but
booze?
Yes. No. We are talking about Poco Moonshine Lake.
Ooh.
Ever heard of
little
it?
Little Moonshine Lake. Little Poco Moonshine Lake. I like it.
It's just a lake full of moonshine. And people go over there, they take their big mug, and they, like, get themselves a nice fistful, and they shove it down theirs gullets, and then they be drunk.
That's how Clay believes.
Talk about moonshine, right? Am I right?
Talk about moonshine. Yep, that's it. Let's talk about Poco Moonshine this time around, at least.
Well, Poco Moonshine Lake is located in Maine. A state that doesn't get a lot of credit for things. Like, I can't tell you any other thing about Maine. Do you know anything about
Maine? The Neville Lighthouse
Maine?
Is located in Maine. Yep. And it's the most photographed lighthouse in the U.S., maybe the world, and the quarter that you see, that the Maine quarter, that has that's the Neville Lighthouse. And I proposed to my wife, Heidi, at the Neville Lighthouse. I flew her to Maine to propose to her on those rocks.
Well, see, I didn't know any of that was about to come up. I was just trying to make a point, like, Maine's not that special. And then I was going to cut you off and say other states have lighthouses, big whoop. But then you just turned it into something that I think is going to be the highlight of the episode because I don't have much.
Something about me. Let's talk about me.
Talk
Stephen King
about
is from Maine. He
Adam.
Is scary.
He is. He
Maniacs are from Maine.
Yes.
So there's that.
Yep, there is that. Well,
ooh, and there's a at York Beach. York Beach is in Maine. Going. One more thing, and
York,
if you go to Maine,
York,
go to York Beach.
Beach. Why isn't that in
York
New York?
Beach, yes. I don't know. I didn't ask him. We used to go as, when I was a kid. We'd go to York Beach, and they have a petting zoo there, and they have a little like trolley,
on the beach?
And they have the best. Yeah, right by the beach. It's, you got to go. It's amazing. And then they have a saltwater taffy place. So they've been making saltwater taffy since like 1912 or some shit like that. And it's amazing. And they have like fresh ice cream that you get right off the side of the road. It's amazing. They have these little lobster shacks. It's
I like lobster. I got to say, though, like not to go off
and they
topic.
Got some, they have some good Portuguese fortune tellers there, too. Good Portuguese fortune tellers. Mm. So if you like your fortunes told by old Portuguese ladies, give it a shot. Okay,
are they like,
I'm done.
Are Portuguese folks like more like sensitive than other folks?
Oh, we're known like, for it. We are known. I'm Portuguese, by the way, in case you're wondering.
I assume since you were saying we, otherwise, like, I don't know what. This episode
my
is
people?
Not going the way that I thought it was going to go.
My peeps is known for their second sight. I don't believe in it, personally, but that's their thing.
Oh, my goodness.
They believe in it, so good for them.
Before
that's all I got.
Before this just completely... It's already completely gone off the rails. But before we just go off the rails and like the cart blows up and like there's no survivors, let me bring it on back.
Boom.
And I wanted to say that every time we do an episode on the East Coast from around the area that you grew up in or lived in, everything that you say about that place shocks me because so many of those things don't happen over here. Like, it sounds silly, but just a petting zoo on the beach, that's a weird thing. Like, I can't visualize it because I think of, like, California.
The beaches back there are
there ain't no
the
petting
beaches.
Zoo on the beach. Yeah. There's barely beach on the
yeah,
beach.
Yeah, it's all
there's,
sand.
There's so many people and yeah. And
yeah,
it's sand.
Not like that there.
Yeah. No, I know, it's but it's like just, it's so weird to, like, hear east versus west.
Yeah, it's a culture shock.
So, moonshine.
Nice. Moonshine.
What first made this lake so notorious was in the 1880s, witnesses reported seeing a gigantic creature dwelling beneath the surface. That's right. The Loch Ness Monster. Well, no, not
the
Loch
Ness
monster, but close, because Loch Ness means Lake Ness, and Poco Moonshine is the name of the lake, so ergo, the monster's name is Poco.
Aww.
Anyway, it's supposedly a massive, gigantic, like I said, snake-like creature that is, living beneath the surface and leaves huge snake-like trails that people have claimed to see on the beach and the surrounding woods, like just in the dirt and stuff. So what do you think about that? I think it's a load of crap.
I don't. And listen. The reason why this is the one of the things I don't think is a load of crap in the world is because we know for a fact that we've discovered so many things in the ocean that we didn't think were possible. We found freshwater sharks and lakes, things that we never in a million years would ever imagine. Almost damn near prehistoric animals we found in the depths of our ocean. We know more about our local bubble that of space that we inhabit in our solar system than we know about the oceans. And the lakes. And this is, by the way,
yeah, it's true.
Since Clay didn't mention it, Poco Moonshine Lake is located very
dying.
Close to the ocean.
Okay.
I just wanted to call you. It's located pretty close to an ocean. There's nothing saying that there is not some sort of cryptid living in this lake. These lakes are very, very deep. I like cryptids a lot. We did a special on the three-part special on the Bridgewater Triangle, kind of the same, close enough, the same area. And I love cryptid stories. I think they're so fun and so amazing. And maybe they're not. Maybe it's not real. But hey, go ahead.
Well, but I mean, I'm just,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
I think that they're interesting, and I'm fascinated by them too. But they have something. All of them, big, whether it's above the ground, in the water, whatever, like Bigfoot, Loch Ness, Yetis, all of these things have one thing in common: is nobody has a good picture or video of them, and it appears as if there's really only one. Okay, maybe there's more than one, like Bigfoot, I guess, but like the Loch Ness Monster. I don't think I can believe that there's just one of these things living in a lake by itself for all these years. It just, that doesn't make sense to me. So then the reality is, well, there must be more than one. But then you start getting into, if there's more than one of these things, which is possible, how come no one's seeing them? Or why are they being seen so scarcely that there's no real evidence?
Yeah, I mean, I totally feel you on that. Yeah, who knows, to be quite honest with you. There are things that we found that no one's ever seen, and we've only seen one of. And the only reason why we saw one of is because we dragged up in a fishing net. And then we found it. And until then, no one had a picture of it. And some of these things are gigantic, huge beasts. I can't think of anything offhand, so I'm just pretty much talking on my butt right now. But I know for a fact that I've seen these things. In the Philippines, there was like a blob thing that washed up on a beach. It's like a giant blob. They have lots of these videos and stuff of it. But it's not like an octopus. It's not like a squid. It's like this massive tissue that's like an animal that beached itself. And it's like no one's ever seen it before. No one's ever seen it since. Scientists don't know what the hell it was. Like, we don't know what this is. This is weird. And they seem, the things in the water seem to be really elusive to us, especially deep water.
I think a lot of people are scared of the water. My wife is scared of the bottom of the ocean. Like when she goes out, if she can't touch the bottom, it starts to freak her out because you can't see. And the way oceans, lakes are kind of the same way if they're deep enough. But the way oceans work is it slowly gets deeper, and then all of a sudden there's just massive drop off. That's how, you know, boats are able to, like, they can come into the harbor, but they can't get any closer to shore because it jettens up too much and they'll hit the bottom. So it's deeper than a lot of people think. And we haven't studied a whole lot down there. So I totally get where people come from with, fear of the water, but I don't know. So there was an article written, and you can look it up. It happened in 1882. The issue was released on March 21st, and it was the Machias Union. And the claim was made by sawmill owner Sewell Quibley. Quibby, there's no L. Quimby.
I love those names, dude. It's the weird.
Sorry, thing. I butchered that. But he claims to have seen a 30 to 60 foot long snake in the water. That's huge. So, yeah, again, when we're talking about the Loch Ness Monster and things like Pogo, it's just so big. I mean, we're talking like dinosaur level. That doesn't go unnoticed in today's world. It doesn't. More people would see it. Everyone's got their phones on them all the time. So either the thing died and sank to the bottom, or it never existed in the first place. Now, the thing that's interesting to me about this is a lot of people scoffed at the idea, especially when the first article was written. There has been many sightings since then, but, you know, sightings is based on who sees it, you know? Anyone can say they saw something. Where's the proof? But the thing that's interesting about it is the trails. But I feel like that's something that can be pranked pretty easily. I mean, that's no different than, like, crop circles, just teenagers going out and, you know, making the legend continue of let's dig some trails to make it look like a snake slithered out of the water and headed into the woods. You know?
I wonder if there's any cryptozoologists that have done any studies on it, on the trails.
That may be
interesting to find out.
I mean,
I don't see anything here.
No,
I got a big screen about it in front of me because I didn't study up on this. I'm going to tell everybody right now, I didn't pay attention in class today. So I actually got a really big monitor off to the side. And
Is that your way of bragging? Like, I don't have a big monitor. Yeah. I have an iPad.
Well, you know, it's not a big monitor. It's a 60-inch monitor. It's not a big monitor.
Did you say 60?
It's a 60-inch monitor.
This is an 11-inch iPad. Come on, man.
I have bad eyes. So I'm looking at all of it because it's at the distance I can see. And there's a lot of stuff, but I don't see any mention of cryptozoology or anything like that. Just a bunch of locals saying they saw something.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is it's just like local legend now.
There's been some very big anacondas, though.
There has. But so the next point I was going to make is going into seeing Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster and how no one has any evidence. They've gone so far as to, we've seen these trails, but if it's some kind of snake or serpent, those all, I can't think of what it's called. they shed their skin. And like even small snakes, you know, you'll see their skin after they shed. Why haven't they found any of that? Like if it's coming out of the water, what's it going into the woods for? To hunt? To mate? Like
I don't think that. Well, what if it's an amphibian though? Amphibians don't shed their skin.
But are there any amphibians that slither like a snake does? Like if they're saying it's a trail like a 60-foot snake would make. What kind of amphibian would that be? This is talk about amphibians now, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Because it's we're talking about a cryptid, so it could have legs. For all we know, it could have tiny legs.
Yeah, it could be like a one of a kind. Like
they haven't caught yet.
Has like it slithers in the sand and woods, but it has legs. Oh man! And its name is Poco. I'm sorry. I just think there's a lot of fun going into this one. And now, if the thing is real, that's actually pretty scary. I do not like snakes. That one's huge. I mean, I'm not quite 6 feet, so that thing would be 10 times as long as me. That's ridiculous. But
that'd be like 11 times longer than me.
Well, yeah, you're short. No,
I'm short and stout.
Now, I don't have a lot of information on this, so take it with a grain of salt. But since the article has come out, there have been some people that claimed recalling an old Native American legend that spoke of just a snake like this supposedly living in Poco Moonshine Lake. So it sounds like this might have already been some kind of urban legend, Native American tale that has turned into local legend, and it's their thing that they have. You know, every place
it's their legend.
Has a thing. And I think this is the thing of Poco Moonshine Lake.
It's quite a thing. It's quite a thing. So again, for our viewers, Poco Moonshine Lake is located Alexander and Princeton in Washington, Maine. When you go there, tell Poco that Talk About Scary sent you and get our famous discount.
Yep. And if you see Poco, get out of there, because I would imagine that a 60-foot snake can move pretty quick.
Or
just because of size.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And if it has arms, like it'd grab you. So.
Yeah.
But that's all I got.
While you're there, you know, you can go to Strawberry Bank, New Hampshire, is right by there. You can see how they make old-timey candles and soap. Spoiler alert. It's all made out of the same stuff. They made it all out of fat.
You could also check out that petting zoo.
You guys
zoo.
Can see all that stuff. They have a petting zoo right
East
next
Coast
right down the street.
Beach
in York
petting
Beach.
Zoo.
It's close to everything else. So just go see it all. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to love it. My cat's meowing. I hope nobody minds. He's just screaming at me right now.
Twitch has been on this show quite
Thanks,
a few
Twitch.
Times.
Yeah, he's just a loud-ass cat. He's like 16 years old, and he's
well,
not
that's
shut
how cats are. They always got to be the loudest. I almost said person. Loudest person in the room.
Talk about cats.
Talk about cats. Let's not say we did. But
talk about Harry.
Yeah, so I know that that episode maybe wasn't super inspirational or creepy, but sometimes we got to talk about off the beaten path things, scares.
I'm down for it. I personally like it, and I know a lot of people who are really into the cryptids thing. And I am one of those people. So for me, this was an A+ podcast. A+.
Yeah. I like cryptids too. I wish on some of these there was just a little bit more. Maybe even some like locals that have like faked pictures. Just something like whether it's real or not. Like a little bit more effort would have tipped the scales in my favor a little bit more.
I like it.
Talk about fake.
I mean, talk about phony. A good job. I liked it. So I hope everybody at home liked it. And, you know, like we always say when we talk about things like this, cryptid real.
Cryptid is that real.
Cryptid real.
I like, real, yeah, creep it real. Real. I felt weird saying that. So
cryptid real.
I like it. I gotta go get you know what? Some I don't care moonshine.
Moonshine. You know, I'm gonna say again, I don't care about what you thought about it. I actually like cryptids a lot, and I think it has depth and it's fun. It's a lot of character. I can talk about haunted hotels all day long. That stuff gets boring, but you know, cryptids are kind of exciting, and they're technically more scary.
Yeah, I think just doing something. Good.